Most importantly, this never follows up. The damn thing works beautifully all the time.
I can't believe it.
Would you clink a little bit so that he will know that Colonel Clink is here? Sweet it was.
That's a standing joke in his house, too, because every time Otto gets ice out of the freezer...
He's out of ice.
He's out of ice. Well, so you know what we're doing now.
Howard, for the
$60,000
question.
What is this noise? That's not champagne. Oh, God, Howard, I wish you were here. I do this in front of a tape occasionally.
That probably won't come through.
No, but I can't do it with a beer can. I take a big picture of water, and she goes... I said, what do you think I'm doing, old friend? Having my breakfast. Howard, if you were only here, I'm glad you're not here, really. It's more fun to tape it. You come down here and you get destroyed. Or I get mad. Can't say that, can I? Ruth gets mad now.
Oh, a sequel to what happened before when we got
home.
We went to see Grandpa Mealing today in the hospital, and he's better. And they took him out of intensive care. You know, he didn't have a heart attack. They think he might have a little bit of pneumonia, but at least he's getting visitors anytime he wants to now, and not just 5 minutes. So
Edwina had dinner with us tonight too, and I think that was very nice.
Right, Edwina was over here and had dinner with us, and a little bit more relaxed. And she hasn't been out of the house in a long time. It was good for her to come over here and have dinner with us.
Where have you been, Lizzie? Don't do that. Jeez, just drives me crazy. You know, that's what Hitler had in his mustache.
Where I was going.
You know, he always stood like this when he addressed the troops. That's what Hitler had in his mustache. Sure, that's what drove him crazy. That's what Eva Braun left him.
Well, I'm sure we had crabs for dinner.
I think it was a little desperate, though, the way he cured them.
We're going to
put the big bomb in the bomb shelter.
That think we turned into a couple of monkeys.
Tomorrow night.
It almost came out musty. Monkeys.
What were you going to say?
I'm going to say tomorrow night we have box lunch.
Which is a pretty raunchy way of having your dinner, I'll promise you that. I used to almost want to join one of those cults in Frisco to enjoy a box lunch.
Yeah, right.
Well, you haven't eaten any box lunches lately.
We'll join the tripoders.
This is your box.
You know where you
didn't know that? You didn't know that, Ruth?
No.
Nowadays they have so many expressions.
That's right.
But the box lunches have changed very little in the last 100 years. Just a little dab.
But anyway, I put Ruth to work in the kitchen tonight, and we had the best coleslaw we've ever had. And I finally learned how to make it, except that I didn't get the measurements, so I'm going to have her do it over again tomorrow night.
I don't have measurements.
I know, but I didn't even watch it.
Actually, I enjoy Otto's blenders better because his goodness overflows.
We have another little rendition.
We're going to have a little play now.
Yeah.
Fine.
And a little nostalgia.
You want to be a bachelor, just come along with me. Bright shining light by the bright of the moon. You want to be a bachelor, just come along with me. By the bright shining light of the moon. The light of the moon. By the light of the moon. By the bright shining light. By the light of the moon. If you want to be a badger, just come along with me by the bright shining light of the moon. Let me retape that, see if it came out. We should have on our tape.
Well, if I can think of it, you can play it. How did it start?
Almost. Well, there's about 30 verses before you get to that.
I know, but times. I mean, Dad used to play on the piano.
He does a hell of a job on that.
Yeah.
There are three pieces he plays.
So,
since he got married, he's got four pieces going.
Well, when you were talking about
he plays
Archie,
a lot more now, though, with
he does.
What?
He's
got his organ in for a transplant now.
But what if he has trouble with crabs?
Well, he has his organ in for a transplant, you told me. Looking for somebody in the bank that can give another one. with fewer keys. He said at his age he doesn't remember how to run them.
What's the stop to do it?
Huh?
What's the stop?
No, it's 88.
Actually, it's the starts that kill them.
Oh, it's on your head.
Yeah. There you go, Ruth.
That used to be my expression.
It's on your head.
My late 40s.
And now I say, you know,
a little scared.
If John hears that one more time for me, I think he's going to die.
Well, I honestly told him that it was your favorite expression. And
I
thought we put it in a nice portion of the tape. Mm-hmm. Good, beautiful. It's mind-blowing. It sounds good. Box lunches, I'm not too damn sure about. This may create a whole new deal with Howard North. He'll have to explain that to her. And she may never carry your lunch again.
I heard an old joke or something about the box lunches at the Hotel Astor or something. I
never heard that one.
An old joke, but
I don't remember the part. Box lunch socials.
Oh, yeah, when you decorated the boxes?
Yeah, they still have the senior citizens in winter.
And put little bows on them.
Bows on them, and the fellas bit on them. We had one of those one night.
They still
you
have
also bit on them, too.
I'm sure you're not talking about the same box that Eddie was talking about. That's
you'd
terrible.
Be surprised, there's retired people up there, the price they'll pay for a certain lady's box.
This is a classic.
Well, they
if you think that's expensive.
I mean, people 70, 80 years old.
And their box have very little value.
Now, and if they know the old gal that brought the lunch,
they'll bid on it.
Pay any
box. Well, I bought a box in the shape of a grand piano, though. I think that's
a little large for this grandpa over here, but I'll try. I think that when she talks about the expensive boxes in winter, she's never been to Vegas or Reno.
Well, when John and Ruth came and they called us the kids, we were mighty flattered, I'll tell you.
Children.
Yeah.
Also. Because I tell you, John and I are just trying to use the word kids.
I don't like the word kids.
Be named children.
Anybody says, where the hell are the kids tonight? I don't like that.
Yeah.
Well, I like to have them say, where the children or where the gentlemen or the...
Right. Well, that's what Otto does in his classroom. He never uses kids.
I don't
of course, he teaches college now, but he didn't do that. In high school, and he always said gals and guys or something. He didn't say...
I think gals is a very soft term for a woman 90. They usually perk up then, and they...
Older girls, like
the foxy lady, be
called gals.
And occasionally, they invite you out for a box lunch. I think that's the only way to go.
It's the only way.
Not easy, though. But I think that many of us are pretty loose in our expressions.
I really can't get the college kids to go to this box lunch hopefully.
They wouldn't do it. They wouldn't do that. They have baby picture contests and stuff, but they don't go to the box one. We had a...
Might be a gimmick for one of your lines.
Do you remember the old ice cream social that we used to have? On Sunday afternoon, they'd have ice cream and three layer cakes.
And with strawberries. They had and coffee at the church.
Yeah.
They still have occasionally.
Yeah, to raise money. Yeah.
We have a lot of small town activity up there.
Well, we used to go to those things at the Lutheran Church. They were great for having...
We're about 50 years behind in the boondocks up there as far as activities of that type. They still enjoy the old method of living.
Yeah. Gee, I think we're being raided.
We're watching you.
Turn it up.
That's Adam 12.
Turn it up. He's going to tell Barry.
Turn it way up. We're being raided.
Good Lord, this.
Holy.
Oh, they heard our reference.
They're coming after us.
It's a cat.
I think he's like on his phone.
There's a lot of time left.
There was really long.
That's right. Yeah, that's because your voice is down. There might be some gem of knowledge that will drool from our lips by mistake. None of us can really speak with any gems intelligently in this condition. But occasionally something out of our past will drool out. The hiccup went up too.
Uh-oh. Now we're back to crabs.
I think crabs are a lovely dish.
Well, that was your first time tonight. I just
And he spent so much time in the Navy, he must have lived with them for years. I see they put the mothball fleet out there. I'm wondering about the crab ball fleet.
That's the first time Ruth and John ever saw the mothball fleet. And I know that Nora remember that.
I made a special note to Pat in my letter that this is probably... The highlight of the trip up, except for the whistle stop, to see that mothball. You know, that's something I would never see in my life.
You read about them, never see them.
Well, you saw them at a distance, but I don't think they're better up close either. I don't know.
I wouldn't want to be too close to one, really. Otto, you were a long time on a flat top, weren't you?
Yeah, longer than that.
Where'd you make your cruise?
We were around the world.
Really?
Yeah.
How long did that take?
About a year.
Oh, God.
Wasn't it?
One boat. Of course, you guys live like kings down there, don't you?
Oh.
Feet dry every night. Feet dry every night, and you're in the sack every night, and food is good.
Yeah, it's not like I'm, food wasn't good, but it's not like being in the Army.
No, the trenches are not as deep.
No, but a room this size, in this dining room, there would be 9 of us. Everything you own in your fart sacks, maybe 12. Well, I think we...
Guy could develop some bosom companions in a trip like that, couldn't he? Mm-hmm. Huh?
I imagine you had all types.
If you wanted to be that way, you sure could.
Yeah.
Very easy.
I think that we're taping this, and I think we should also introduce Howard Nord and the fact that there's another group of people in this world that probably don't work with Aura. She didn't know what crabs were in. She's a little bit indefinite about the box lunch. I think she's also the...
I didn't know what Ruth a box lunch box was.
Huh?
So
that was Ruth's introduction tonight, too, the box lunch.
I'm sorry, but Howard has an expression for that, for the box lunch, that
well,
he will become
Aura
very familiar with. I repeat it. He used to, when he was a kid,
too.
Used to call them muff divers. Beaver hunters. There are a couple other names he hasn't used.
Those guys was
usually he said those son of a bitches.
About 2 years ago, she came up more about a couple of minutes. She came up with this about Rosemary.
Why should I cut my sister out of this conversation? You didn't cut your sister out.
Well, I don't want to spread gossip.
Gossip is a very, very
but
delicate thing.
They went to Milwaukee to a wedding, a family wedding, and stayed in the motel of a very popular name of the chain. And,
it was in Hilton, Chandler. They picked it up from Elizabeth Taylor. They picked
no body lights.
It was a latent disease.
It laid
in the sheets for 30 years.
Fleas.
And Elizabeth married,
young
Hilton.
She was looking in the mirror one morning after her return, and here was a little bug walking across her forehead.
Yeah, I guess it was mine.
Not yet. It didn't get in her hair.
He carried a banner in his hand, and he said, "Vote Nixon."
And her treatment went for about 2 weeks.
We
had to wash the bedding every day and wear only clothes that could be
you
washed.
You see Nixon China today?
No.
You see the, you haven't read the San Francisco Chronicle?
No.
I'm
happy. Nixon in the reception room, and he's up there, and he's shaking hands with the dignitaries.
Because
they got a big scroll like this, and said, "You owe for so many miles of air traffic and food and landing fees and so on." They're reading him off the cost of his trip. See,
yeah.
I got fun just feeling that he's at the table with us, and he's getting a little bit of nothing. He's sitting back there in that desperately cold Wisconsin with a blizzard raging outside of his window. And the temperatures here is about 78 tonight.
It's really a crappy day, isn't it?
We're perspiring. This is one of the worst days we've seen.
It's a crappy day.
Let Wisconsin have its bad weather and get it out of its system before we get there in April.
If I can borrow a term from an old friend of mine that lives in Madison, it's a brilliant sun today.
Yes, it was.
And he used that expression 15 times in my last transcription.
What time is it? The sun hasn't gone down.
Well, it,
what time is it? It must be, what, 9, 10 o'clock?
That's the moon you see.
Oh, is that the moon? Well, it's so brilliant here.
Well, we had to get the kids out to cut the front grass this morning.
Last
we didn't get the back grass.
Well, and it grew in 2 days. They cut it yesterday, and they're cutting it again today because of the heat and humidity.
God, it's terrible.
Beautiful day.
And then we
finally got...
Who stepped on it this morning?
Well, you can hear corn grow, really.
Well, that's what they say.
Mm-hmm. I don't know.
We can hear it now.
No, that corn, that one corn stalk we have out in the backyard, I don't believe it's growing right now, unless it would be because of all the dog poop we had in the backyard.
Well, that's because you didn't detassel last year.
Of course,
no, we
could
didn't detassel.
Be the corny Wisconsinites that are visiting you. You know,
they hear the corn. Well, we went out and picked lemons the other day.
What is
it? Oh, 11 the size of an orange.
Right. And
I haven't used any of those.
I saw one at the supermarket today, and she had one the size of a grapefruit, too. What a mismatch.
Well, you know, did you tell Nora about
they
picking those,
my bra.
What?
Those grapefruit in India and bringing them up to her?
All D cups, every one.
Really?
Yeah, I know. You have an eye for that kind of thing. I don't know
I don't care particularly about it.
You know, I never did hear that John was a leg. As long as I've been married to him, I don't know if he's a leg man or what kind of man
like
he is.
Like the whole body.
Body man.
Body.
Well, I don't think he's, Otto says he's not a breast man considering my size. He looked at my ankles.
Well,
no, my eyes.
When John starts admiring that part of somebody, I said, why do you marry me?
Actually,
well, Otto your eyes, no, we're not going to talk about you.
Actually, going
I'm
back,
sorry.
Being an eye man, I can see why there's a tremendous change in your eyes from day to day.
There is.
One's black, one's blue.
Mm-hmm. Well, it does
really
look a lot
green.
Better.
They're really green, but you know, I'm wondering how the tape is going. We have one thing that we want to put on the end of
we
the
We have day. Time unlimited.
Do you have green eyes, too?
Yeah.
I do, too.
Hazel.
Greenish gray.
Mm-hmm.
My hazel.
Yeah, hazel. Mm-hmm. They got a little... yellow in them. Blue and yellow in them.
You know what I told
I
you the other night
eyes.
About the brown eyes? You have
yeah.
to have brown eyes to love.
Well,
and you're leaning that direction.
Maybe Ed could play green eyes for us.
You know that song?
Sure he does. He knows Tangerine, Green Eyes. He knows all the old favorites.
Oh, or like Josephine, as I remember.
Can you play that?
No,
that doesn't sound like anything.
I guess I lost my lip.
It's your teeth. I don't worry about it.
No, I worry about my teeth.
About
it's when I lost my lip. That's when
I wondered what
that's
those,
why Ruth taught
what
me
those
how
funny
to make
things
pea
were
soup.
In the bottom of my glass of beer, but now I know.
When I lost my lip, I lost my box lunch appetite.
But I put Ruth in the kitchen tonight.
Have you ever seen a bicuspid that looks like that?
Seven barrels of olive shit doesn't look like that.
Well, you could just throw up out of a car and lose your teeth.
No, don't. Flying trip one time. We stopped in Stevens Point. We had a big lobster tail dinner. I'm with four guys in the car in their station wagon. And we're driving along about 80 miles an hour. I'm driving because I thought I was the only sober guy in the outfit. His wagon.
Don always thinks he's the only sober
and
guy.
And we stopped and had a big lobster tail dinner in Stevens Point. And about 10 miles out of there, the guy gets sick and he opens the window and he tosses his cookies. And his teeth, uppers and lowers, both fly out. And the goddamn gravel... along the highway, and I can't stop. You know, Jesus, that speed I finding when he said, "John, I lost my teeth. I started to break down, and I'm about a half a mile away." And I said, "Don't worry, George. I'll get him for you, drunker than a skunk." And I backed up down the highway in all this traffic for a half a mile, and I got out of the car and I picked his teeth up. I gave them to him. They're all covered with gravel and everything else. And I said, "Put these son of bitches in your mouth." I said, "And shut up." I said, "You're killing our trip." I found him and he put him in. The next morning we get up there and get out of bed. He said, "My God," he said, "you saved my life. If I ever came home without these, my wife would kill me." How in hell did we find him in the middle of the night
on
a highway at that speed? And they're laying in the gravel and they were still, when I got them, they were still
this
going like this on the lobster
incident.
Tail.
Oh, it is. Wow.
They were still biting on the lobster tail when I got them. Do it now while we're talking about what story was that?
This is a true story.
I didn't put my story on.
It was
tape.
Told to us as a gospel truth.
No, hell.
Oh,
no,
but
no,
you
no,
did.
Know all my stories.
Oh, this is a true story. And the couple were home. It was a Saturday morning, and he had some work to do in his car, and she was going to go shopping. So she was gone about 4 hours, and then met one of her friends, and they had a couple martinis for lunch, and came home feeling not much pain. And she came home and parked her car and saw her husband sticking out on one of these crawlers from underneath the car with just his waist out, you know. So she put her packages down and reached down and unzipped his flying game, a little tickle, and walked in the house.
Oh, dear.
So she was putting away the packages and the stuff and walked her husband from another room. And she said, "But that's not..." She said, "That's not you out there." He said, "No, it's not." He said,
"That's a mechanic."
He's a mechanic. The job got too big for me, so I hired his mechanic down the street. She said, "I think you better go out and talk to him." And so he says, "Okay." He went out, and well, in fact, they both went out, and they couldn't raise him.
No,
couldn't get a sound out of him, you know. So they grabbed his feet and pulled him out from behind the car, underneath the car. He was out cold. He had a great big knot right in the middle of his forehead. But the story's not over. It was so bad, he had a concussion, and they had to call an ambulance and send him to the hospital. And that's a true story.
Yeah, will you tell me one more story before I turn this tape? No, he's going to tell you about Abdul Jabbar, the basketball player.
All right. This guy was in a hotel, and he went into the bathroom, you know, and was taking a leak, and he looked over at the guy next to him, and This great big black dude was standing there, and he had a tool you wouldn't believe. And he couldn't help but he said, "God," he says, "excuse me," he says, "but I can't help but admire that what you've got there." He said, it's at least 15 inches long. And he says, "My God," he says, "you're Abdul Jabbar, the basketball player." And the guy says, yeah, I am. He says, "well, how do you get a tool like that?" Well, he says, "I'll tell you a secret." He says, "every night before I go to bed, I hit it 3 times hard against the bedpost before I get in bed." And the guy says, "you're kidding." He says, and Abdul Jabbar says, "no," he said, "that's the truth." So, okay. He went home that night, and his wife is in bed already. So he got undressed, and he came up to the bedpost and hit it real hard 3 times. His wife woke up and said, "is that you, Abdul?" Dad, Nora, I want to read you something from the paper, the Argus, the big
local yokel.
Yeah, Fremont, Newark, California, Saturday, February 21, 1976. It's a terrible day here. The sun's still shining. It's about 10 o'clock, about 80 degrees, but it's a terrible day. The Warriors freshman also took the championship, but won it outright with a 13-1 record, dipping Memorial 45-43. On a shot at the buzzer by Doug Fernandez. Fernandez's winning shot, a 15-footer, was in the air as the buzzer sounded. He had 20 points on the night. Carl Melans had 11 rebounds. Jeff West had 16 for Memorial, with teammate David Karen adding 15. How about that? You have a championship grandson.
I thought it'd be quite interesting that. if he could also say that he played under the name of Fernandez when he was under the basket.
P.S. Carl Melans also goes by the name of, the professional name of Doug Fernandez.
Does Howard know that he's 6 feet tall?
He's more than 6 foot.
Yeah, he just.
Oh, that's right.
We measured the other night.
Six
he's foot. Got dad beat.
Yeah.
Well, six he's got a very small hair over his father.
And a half.
Mm-hmm. In fact, if it wasn't for his father's hair, he would have been tall.
And he has bigger feet.
I'll right. tell you how big his feet are. His father's wearing his old shoes.
Yeah. He gets that's passed practice. Down to father now instead of the kids still staying right father's shoes. The kids pass it down to dad.
I think we're going to have a fabulous day for the other side.
I think we should have some more music.
Right. I do too.
Well, I'd be very happy to shut this thing off and go in the bathroom and turn something else on and return and turn this on again.
Okay. Where's that? Where's that?
Visit and some renditions. But the recorders are running out. If you have to, any lovely thoughts for Aura. Try not to be careful when she gets the box to open it first to make sure that everything is in order.
You turn separated.
You gotta have a two or three little pink ties on your box before you can join the bingo boys.
Well, you know, hello, nice box lunch is crab for an entree.
I wrote that terrible. You shouldn't say that.
But I can't believe that John has had fresh crab.
Not that one. I've had
your
one.
Eyes keep
I've had
longer.
Some of the freshest ones you ever saw, but I've never had a chance to crack their shell. Little bastards run away.
You
from
haven't
them.
Had them since I've known you.
I haven't had anything lately. And with me, when you get to be my age, nothing is lately.
I don't know, but I wish you'd pass the microscope because I'm just trying to find these crabs.
Tell you what you do, Ed. You strip, lay on the table, and we'll run over you carefully with some analgesic bomb.
Well, Lauren, did you know what I'm having?
Trying to make this into a massage parlor?
It only works in the waist down.
You see, I wore my sweatshirt tonight because I'm an off-duty massage
parlor. Oh, men don't do that.
Oh, yes, they do.
That could be in great demand.
In fact, this girl that I work with, her husband, is a manager in a massage parlor in Berkeley. He has to work for years, and that's how she got him back to work.
Yeah, take it back to. Bob has all these accounts I told you on the newspaper. All the porno parlors, the nude dancers, and the massage parlors. And he's very reticent and is telling me what happens in these places. And I'll say, well, what's about this spot?
Well, maybe he doesn't
so
know
the only
what
thing they do, they pay their
places.
Bills immediately.
We hope he doesn't.
I told out of that this time.
Well, you know.
Who cares as long as they...
As long as
I
they
think
pay
he went through this hair cake, though, of having his hair done and sitting under the dryer and all that sort of thing.
Otto has his hair done at that place that they do both men and women, but he doesn't sit under the hair dryer because he doesn't have enough hair to dry.
Well, I think he has very abundant hair, really.
Him too, but
But there's only person who wants pat hair.
The blower. That helps. Jim and Buffy use that too, but you know Bob does not operate it himself. He has pet food.
I won't get up without him in the morning. I said, if you're going to, hot comb your hair.
Every morning at 5 o'clock, Pat gets up and blows Bob's hair, or his mind, whichever comes first.
Right. Well, Otto tried to entice me into that when he got his first one.
That was an easy.
I said,
he
no
put
way.
The Maryland's puncher.
That was, I couldn't do it. I couldn't get up in the morning. The mornings, if he goes real early, I would not get up and blow his hair dry. So he finally got a lightweight blower thing, so he does it himself. Mm-hmm. That's fine.
A person should have a fantastic blower built in the ceiling of his dressing room so that when he shaves, he can get a blow job at the same time. I'm saying this with qualifications completed.
Hello,
well, I'm told that, people always talk about the mirrors on the ceiling, but that would really entice me.
Oh,
really?
You read about some hotel that's being built that way.
It has mirrors on the ceiling.
I've
heard,
these jokes. Oh, not mirrors. They've got glass. photographers.
They're photographers taking pictures?
Yes.
Someplace the other day I read an article in the Chronicle in LA where the massage parlors have pictures being taken. They're selling the princess silhouette to take them to the next porno deal, see? So they're making it with both hands. When I say both hands, that's speaking literally. I think we've had enough of lasciviousness on this tape. I think we should go back to church music.
Right.
One small, short aside here about the X-rated movie that Howard took Aura to. I can still remember him going down to wrestlers to buy a rose to titillate him as he went home. He refused to be involved and worry about petty things.
Anything, right. And it's part of growing up, I found
myself. Same with Otto. Some of us, it comes at very
little.
Well, I decided years ago that I'm not going to worry about anything at the moment completely, and I don't hate anybody. I love everybody. By God, if they disturb me out there, I just pass it by,
and I don't get involved with it. It's what I don't do.
Well, that's the big thing. Then
I don't get involved.
I have a hell of an expression. I guess I told you before, and I told your father that when people disturb me too tremendously, all of a sudden they have died, and I love to remember them fondly, but I never want to become involved with their ghosts.
Well, to a certain extent, we're through a lot of people that you still like, but they have certain areas that you just can't get along with.
Well, then you still love them. They're still alive.
Right, but I don't discuss those areas.
Mm-hmm.
I don't get involved in those areas.
No.
No.
It's ridiculous. That's why I never discussed politics with my father. Mm-hmm. That's why I didn't know that he turned... he's not going to vote Democratic.
He's not only turned Democratic, but he may even embrace Catholicism. Because he thinks that the last time I talked to your dad, he thought the Pope should run for president.
Oh!
He said the Pope has all the...
You're exaggerating. You're exaggerating.
He told me very, very confidentially the Pope has all the qualifications that Nixon had, and he made it. Which puts Father in a desirable position where he can also look down his nose at the Pope and laugh a little bit as I say this. He said the Pope was just like Nixon.
Oh, that's my
fault. He's lovely.
Varsity, you are a Wisconsin.
Buddy, good night from Ruth and I from out here in California, and Marilyn Otto, want to say a word now before we close off. Say your 73, dear.
Good night, Dad. Good night, Aura.
Good night. Good night, all.
Wish you were here.
Ruth and I were the only ones standing.
Left standing.
It's a terrible day here.
This could be referred as Milan's, like Custer's last stand. Good night, all. Yeah. 73 is old, buddy. Good night. How about a little good night to Dad?
Good night, Dad, Nora. I'm toasting a brew right here, and Ruth and I are standing.
Good night to all in Madison.
And to the Goodwill Industries, wherever you are.